So as you lie here, I invite you to remember that there's nothing you need to do. There's nothing you need to make happen. And there is, in fact, no way you need to be. And perhaps as we settle, you could allow yourself to just pay a little attention to the things that you can hear around you. Sounds of people packing up and people outside, and allowing all of those sounds. Sounds of children running and playing. To allow all of those sounds to be part of a landscape of sound around you. None of it really needs your attention. It's just kind of there. It's just kind of there. As ever, anything that I suggest to you, anything that I say to you within this Yoga Nidra is just a suggestion. You can listen to what I'm saying, or you can just follow the sound of my voice and let it wash over you. Or you can have a sneaky little nap and not listen to anything at all. And all of it is fine. All of it is fine. We have a couple of extra people just slipping in, just so you know. There's plenty of space. Giving up the weight of your body in any way that makes sense to you, to the earth beneath you. Allowing yourself to be held. Adjusting if there's a position that would be a better position for you to be held in. And doing what you need to do to be as comfortable as you can for this little short time we have together tonight. And in as much as you are here, in as much as you are here in this space, in this beautiful Bhakti temple, late into the evening, with the happy sounds all around us, and the cool air around you, it's possible to dream yourself at the same time as you are right here. It is possible to dream that you are somewhere else. And other things are happening. So my first invitation to you is to imagine yourself actually getting ready for bed. And I invite you to imagine pulling on the silkiest, warmest, snuggliest, coolest looking socks you've ever come across, that are perfectly just warm enough, not too hot, not too cold. What would they feel like? Slipping those nice, snuggly warm socks over your feet. And if you were to pull on the sweetest, coolest pair of pajama bottoms, pajama pants over your legs. Can you imagine drawing them up over your legs? Silky smooth and yet warm and soft. Over your knees and over your thighs and up over your bottom. They can be the snazziest pattern ever. And can you imagine, perhaps, drawing over your arms the snazziest, cutest, softest, silkiest pajama jacket you've ever pulled on, then can you imagine drawing the buttons up? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those buttons down at your belly button, heart center, throat, all the way up the front of the body. Neat little buttons. And as it's a little chilly tonight, maybe you could even draw a nice little silky smooth and warm hat over your little head. So you can imagine yourself essentially just all wrapped up, the whole of your skin, the whole of your body wrapped up snug and soft and warm. In the most comfortable, the loveliest bedclothes you've ever worn. And then I invite you to imagine, and it is just imagining because you're still right here and you're still in this place, but I invite you to imagine that you are also at one and the same time climbing up a huge pile of enormous mattresses. And these mattresses are the size of this temple. They are huge. And they are piled one on top of another, on top of another, on top of another, on top of another. In the biggest room you've ever been in. And perhaps you can imagine yourself climbing step by step, pull by pull, little by little, up this huge pile of mattresses. Red ones and green ones and blue ones and yellow ones and purple ones and white ones. Until you get to the back, to the top of this huge pile of enormous mattresses and slip under the warmest, silkiest, smoothest, softest covers you've ever slipped under. And the pillows on these huge, enormous mattresses are just right, not too hard and not too soft. And the mattresses themselves are just right, not too hard and not too soft. Maybe you could imagine allowing your body to gently sink just enough, held in this huge cloud of mattresses. And perhaps you'd snuggle down and perhaps you'd wriggle around. And perhaps after a while you might find that way down deep, somewhere underneath this enormous pile of mattresses, some naughty little pixie has left a sneaky, hard little stone or a hard little pea. And even under all that huge pile of mattresses, you can just about feel the hard, sharp little pea, the little stone, the round, dried, hard shape deep, deep down. And you can feel the soft silkiness of the mattresses and the hard little round shape of the pea. The soft silkiness of the mattresses and still this tiny little hard round pea. But that's okay because these mattresses are huge, so you can wriggle around and roll around until you find a spot that's just right with nothing underneath you but perfect support and perfect comfort. And letting your body, again, letting your body just settle into that cloud soft underneath you. And as your body settles underneath you, maybe you could bring your attention, to the huge room around you. And again, you're still right here, you're still in this temple, you're still here with me. And at one and the same time, you can also imagine yourself somewhere different. You can imagine yourself on top of this huge pile of super soft and just right comfortable mattresses, snuggled down under the covers, looking up at a roof so high, it is, in fact, the stars themselves sprinkled above you. That the roof above you is so high, it's like the roof of the heavens themselves and the stars sprinkled above you. And those stars gently turning, gently moving. The occasional little flash of a satellite splish here and there. And if you watch long enough as you're drifting off to sleep, you might even see a shooting star flash across the horizon. And if you do, perhaps you could make a wish. And the reality is you're still right here in this place. And hardly any time at all has actually passed. And you might want to start thinking about making your way to bed for real. What would it take? What would it take from here? How would you get there? And as you start to consider that, you could start to invite your breath to deepen. You can start to wriggle into your fingers and into your toes. You can start to become aware once more of the sound, not just of my voice, but the sounds outside this space. You can start to think about the route you need to take to get to your bed. And if it makes sense, you can have a nice stretch. And you can give yourself a nice hug and a squeeze. You might even bring your knees in and have a bit of a wriggle. No rush, no hurry. Whenever you're ready, you can make your way home. This practice of yoga nidra is complete.